from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting balance, because you also want to be able to have true live rep that you're checking out some of the things you're working on, checking out some of your theories. So way more than in the past, you're flirting with doing things and showing things just to get a chance to rep them against another team.
That is Bills Special Teams Coordinator Matthew Smiley. He was on this morning. Really good interview, by the way. Check it out on demand, WGR550.com and the Odyssey app. He was on with Jeremy and Joe. That happened at about 6:15 this morning. He was on. They told him that he was their, like, earliest guest ever. I don't know. Is that true? Like, we've done, haven't you guys, Josh, you can never remember someone, come on, like, right at the top of the show. Have I ever?
I think you've done that.
Have I ever had to do that, like, being out at an event or something? I don't know.
I feel like you've definitely done that once or twice, but
I just don't want to have the mantle taken away, but maybe not. Maybe not. He might have. If it's not, okay, how about a non-Odyssey even employee, right? Like, has he just a regular guest? We've never had one at 6:05, top of the show. I think we have. I think we have.
I don't think so. Well, in my time as producer, I don't think we have. I'm not sure, though. I can't.
All right.
I can't really remember.
Well, I'll give him credit. He was here right and early this morning. He's getting ready for practice today. The Bills are today as well. They're going to be on the field at 12:30 p.m. Matthew Smiley spoke with Jeremy and Joe this morning. They covered a lot of stuff on the special teams situation and the kickoffs. And one of the questions was about Joe Andreessen and him, you know, playing special teams. And he said he's been a part of the special teams room since he got there, which is really interesting as well. I have a tweet here at Sal Sports. I just read, okay, I love this. Break room, Cruiser. Here we go. He says, Morrow is getting cut. Spectre to IR in one of those two spots. That makes Andreessen making the top five. Bernard, Dorian Williams, Ulofosio, Andreessen and Jones. I can see it. Actually, the one on that list I would have even more, like, the question wouldn't even be Andreessen. It would be Jones, Deion Jones. I don't know if he does, but they might by necessity need to keep a guy like Deion Jones because of the Matt Milano injury, because they might need a guy who's a really good third down cover linebacker, and that's kind of been his specialty in his career. So maybe that does get him on. I do wonder, though, this is a great question, Cruiser, which is, do they put Spectre on IR? I mean, look, you have until next Tuesday for cuts. If he comes back and starts playing this week, I don't even know if you can, like, unless he gets hurt again. I mean, you can, but does he have an injury, right? I mean, like, there's got to be an injury there to do that. And what if he comes back this week and he's doesn't have an injury? It's like you can't just go take a guy and say, "Oh, you're putting him on IR for no reason." He's got to have an injury to go along with it. But it's possible. I'm not saying it's not. And Morrow getting cut. That's the one I keep thinking more and more about, which is Nicholas Morrow on this team. Look, Nicholas Morrow. Let me just look up Nicholas Morrow right now and his career arc so far, if you want to call it that. I mean, the guy had over 100 tackles a couple years ago. It's a nice player to have. But as Matt Bove said on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo with me earlier this week, and by the way, we're going to do another episode soon. You should check that out. It's on audio wherever you pod, and it's on video at the Sal Sports YouTube page. As Matt Bove said to me earlier this week, you could generally find guys like Nicholas Morrow around anyway. He said 30-year-old linebacker. He's 28. He'll be 29. Oh, he just turned 20. Oh, he just turned 29, actually. Okay, there you go. He is 29, just turned 29. 29-year-old linebacker who has 58 starts in his career. He had the one season of 116 tackles, otherwise 95 last year in Philly, 78, 73. Yeah, I mean, there are guys like that around the league, and I agree with Matt. Like, hey, it's nice to have a Nicholas Morrow on the team, but they're not unique. I would be more afraid as, you know, analyzing this team, as a fan of this team, if I'm sitting there going, who are you keeping, who are you not? I'd be more worried about letting go a guy like Joe Andreessen, who you don't really know what his ceiling is, versus a guy like Nicholas Morrow, where you kind of do, and as nice as a player he might be, you can probably still get a guy like him or even him himself again. I think that's where you stand with linebacker. And then Spector's an interesting one for me because they like Baylen Spector a lot. We know that. He actually took over as the starting linebacker in that Pittsburgh playoff game when the Bills had the injury to Milano and Tyrell Dodson was hurt. Remember that? Oh my God. Milano was out, right? We know that. Dodson got hurt. Who was next up? It wasn't Dorian Williams. It was Baylen Spector, who actually had been working at Mike, but he went to Will because they like him and his flexibility. Then he gets hurt. Then Dorian Williams has to come in. And then Bernard gets hurt as well. And that, oh my God. Remember that. We're waiting on Paul. Is Paul in there yet? We don't have Paul. Did Paul? I thought I heard you say something.
Hi,
no,
Sal.
Josh. Hi, there he is. There's Paul Hamilton. How are you? Are you in studio? Down.
I am in studio.
All right. Well, how's the studio look? Everything good? Because I'm sitting here at One Bill's Drive in the radio booth.
There's a camera here.
You're like this has got to be a little new for you. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, you're not generally alone in the studio. I know you have Josh in the other room, but like, yeah, it's kind of new for you to be like that.
Yeah, because, you know, we have our live equipment and everything that we can use. We can go on the air from parking lots if we have to. But I have too. But yeah, it's kind of neat to be back in here.
All right, listen. First of all, I want to ask you, because you are a Lancaster resident. You live in Lancaster.
I do.
And you know that Joe Andreessen went to Lancaster High School. Mm-hmm. And the story that's happening here, you've kind of been following it, you know, like everybody else has. How cool is it? Like, how cool is this story and, you know, following along with what this guy's been able to do?
And it's not just he's kind of on the Bills to round out the 90, you know, and that type of thing. It's what he's been able to do with his opportunity. And that, I think, really makes people excited, both in Lancaster and Western New York and University of Buffalo fans, to be able to see how he was able to perform playing the whole game. John McDermott said this, and I agree 100%. The opportunity wasn't too big for him at all.
Right.
And it was great to see McDermott talk about him, and he got this look in his eyes, like this competitive look. He goes, and he's a football player. And I love it, the way he said it, and the expression on his face. You know how Sean gets when he has tough football players around, and that's how he described him. And you know, I think he did a lot for himself to show the Buffalo Bills, you know what, I could be maybe useful for you here. You know, I'm somebody that...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You need to, you know, take a good look at, and he'll get another big opportunity on this Saturday. And if you know he builds on that, how do you not have him on the roster? I think he'd be one of those guys. I always say when they go to camp, yeah, there's 90 guys there, or how many, whatever it is, 89, 90, 92, however many they wind up with. But I always say they bitch pretty much know 48 guys of who they're going to keep. They basically know what, you know, where the battles are as for those last few. And, you know, I don't know if, you know, when they're thinking, all right, we know who our guys pretty much are, if they were thinking about him being one of the guys. But when you push yourself onto, and I'll take it back to hockey, they weren't thinking Zach Benson was going to be on the team last year. He played so well in training camp, and in everything that he did, he pushed his way onto a roster that he wasn't supposed to be on. And that's what I see here, is a guy pushing himself onto a roster that maybe he wasn't supposed to be on.
It's also a great lesson and something I say every year, Paul. You know this. You've covered professional sports teams for a long time. I say it every year. Teams don't just hand out roster spots because they feel good. They hand them out because they actually want to give a person a chance. Most teams do at least give that opportunity. Maybe some coaches, organizations give less of an opportunity. But every time a guy is signed in the offseason and I read, oh, he's just a camp body. Well, look it, he might wind up being that. But they're giving the guy an opportunity. Don't assume that someone just can't make a team. If you show up, there's some injuries, and you perform, and you take advantage of your opportunity, like, this is professional sports. Like, if you earn that, generally, like, they're going to get, because they want to keep the best people. And I remember this happened with Lorenzo Alexander. When Lorenzo Alexander was signed, I remember people say, oh, yeah, camp body, veteran, he's been around the league. Guess what happened? He became a starter and a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, and I remember last year, it's a little bit of a different situation because he had been there and was a draft pick, but I remember when they were looking for Edmonds' replacement. You know, I remember both Bean and McDermott saying, yeah, we're looking for guys, but you know what? We also know that maybe the guy is on the roster. Maybe the guy's already here. We'll have to wait and see. They had an inkling what they had in Bernard. He'd already been around for a year. And I think they had a good inkling of what they had there. They just needed to give him an opportunity to prove it. And in my estimation, I think you and I have talked about this before, I thought he played better than Edmonds did. And I didn't have as much problem with Edmonds as maybe a lot of people did. But I thought he was better. I thought they improved themselves there. And there was a guy that nobody thought much of. And well, what do you mean there are guys on your roster? Who? You know, Dotson, Edmonds, who? You know? And or not Edmonds, I'm sorry, Bernard. And, you know, who are we talking about here? Bernard, really? You know, what did he play? Started one game the year before, whatever. Well, that was the thought process, but these are football guys. They've seen him in practice. They've seen him, you know, in the opportunities he got in games. And I really think they believe them. I think they were looking outside the organization. They didn't find what they want. But I think they had in the back of their mind that maybe that guy is already here.
Paul Hamilton here on the West Her Hotline. Let's shift gears here. I want to ask you a couple of questions about the Sabres because it's kind of creeping up here, right? We're going to have prospects camp, preseason, training camp. First of all, can you fill everybody in on that timeline? What are we looking at as far as when hockey's beginning here?
Well, we have the prospects tournament. It starts on Friday, the September 13th. They'll play on the 13th, the 14th, and then on Monday, the 16th. Their first preseason game is then the next Saturday. So last year they reported to camp on Thursday with a Sunday preseason game. I'm wondering if they might report to camp on Wednesday with a Saturday one. We'll have to wait and see how that. It'll be one of those 2 days that they'll report to camp. They'll have a few practices, and it's time to go do preseason hockey. That's Saturday after the prospects tournament is over.
Paul, when it comes to goaltending, What do you feel the best way to approach Devon Levi would be this year? Now that, I mean, UPL got paid. We know he's going to start as the number one goalie. Last year, a big debate over reps in Rochester for Devon Levi versus sitting on the Sabres bench, especially the way UPL was playing. What should be, and what do you think the team's philosophy is going to be with Devon Levi this year?
I originally thought with the team, I think he's played well. He played really well at the end of last year with both Rochester and his three opportunities in Buffalo, where he had a .942 save percentage in those three opportunities when he came back up. But then I thought to myself, I went and did some research. And Lindy Ruff, we know how he handled Hasek and Miller. He played them to death. He did it in Dallas, too, with Kari Lehtinen, who played 59, 59, and 62 games in three of the 4 years Lindy was there. Lindy did, Vitek played, 50-some-odd games one of his 4 years in New Jersey. But he didn't have the goaltender really to do it. He had goaltending injuries, so he really didn't have to play a goaltender like that. So then I thought to myself, well, if Lukanen's playing 60 games, I don't think that's enough for Levi. Then maybe he's got to go to Rochester and play. Just to play. But I don't know if Devon would be on board with that. Devon was totally on board, going to Rochester last year. He embraced it. He improved. He took that team as his own and did a fantastic job, I thought. I'm just thinking myself. Devon Levi hasn't said a word about it. I'm just thinking myself, how will he react if he gets sent down there again? But I'm thinking, is Lindy going to play Lukanen 60 games, or is he going to do it more like the Bruins do it? Where I'm going by memory, I believe Swayman might have played 44 and Allmark like 41, something on those lines. It was close. Is he looking at that model more than – and then Lukanen, well, you could also say maybe Lukanen was as good as he was because he played a lot and he just kept building on games and kept going. Does it affect Lukanen if he plays fewer games? You know, that's something to think about also. So we don't know if Lindy Ruff is going to play a goaltender to death like he has tended to do in his coaching career. In that case, I would think James Reimer, and I've written this and said it, I mean, he hasn't been in the minors since 2010, 2011. That doesn't mean he can't go down there. But I thought, well, maybe they did sign him to be the backup here. And then if something happens, you bring Levi back and probably throw him in goal. And then Levi's down in Rochester playing forever. So I think it all depends on what Lindy Ruff's plan is on how he wants to use goaltenders, how often he wants to use Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Paul, can you just stick around for a few minutes if I take a break? I want to ask you about the top six and then the Line A trade if I can.
Yeah.
Can we do that real quick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're gonna stick around, Paul Hamilton here. We'll take a timeout. That way we can get this break in. We'll come back. We'll wrap up with Paul this hour, a couple minutes with him. Josh Reed at the top of the hour here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.